Welcome back to another episode of Trigger. This is episode 579, Wednesday, October 8th. I'm Corey Ganmort, here with Matt Vespa. What's going on, Vespa?
Happy Halloween.
Happy
October baseball. Hockey is back.
The Rangers are off to a great start.
Oh my God, it was terrible. But it's a long season. 82 games, and hopefully they get the together because
they're gonna
last night they looked like the entire team chugged NyQuil for opening night. 100 years of Rangers hockey, and they were just skating around. It's like, you guys know how to, north to south, you don't just pass the puck around.
Think you get a little bit excited for opening night? They came out totally flat.
Terrible.
Not going to think. But the Yankees game was fun. I watched that.
Well, that became a great game.
Yeah, yeah.
The first four innings, it was like a face but Aaron Judge pulled through. It actually became a good game.
Yeah, so hopefully they lose tonight, and then the series is over.
And, don't tell them that.
I'm not a Yankees fan. Never have.
I mean, neither am I. But I don't want the f***ing some Canuck team coming down here for the World Series.
I could be convinced. I don't particularly.
Also,
like
ever since
Canada,
the Buffalo Bills had that weird, good luck Blue Jays.
Yeah.
This is why we're the only New York football team. That's why no one gives a.
Yeah, that's horse. Actually,
you guys are retarded. We all know that you're a Canadian team, and you got to win something. Sorry, you got to win something. I mean, I don't know. You guys been to four Super Bowls, but you lost all of them.
Yep.
In fact, you got curb stomped in all of them.
You're unable to talk shit until you win.
Whatever.
One.
I mean, Josh Allen is fun. It's a frisky and fun team. But
before we get to politics, you said it's football season. It's baseball playoffs.
Yeah.
Hockey. Halloween. Do you have your Halloween costume picked out
I
yet?
I do.
You do.
I do.
Oh boy.
I'm not telling anybody yet. But you know.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me.
I did
say.
Yes,
you did.
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to go be
a Mexican.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah, Hakeem Jeffries.
I thought about being that too. But I think I'm going to end up going as the racist Winsome Sears hater.
Oh, my God. Yes.
The Abigail Spanberger supporter, the one with the sign, hey, Winsome, if trans can't use our restrooms, then blacks can't use my water fountain. I think I'm going to go as her. Get a white wig, black glasses, and a shirt that just says Arlington Dems.
No bed sheets, though, right?
Yeah, no.
Because
no.
Because she's a Klan member.
That
was a Klan slogan.
I'm leaving those.
You should have.
None of that.
Nathan
so
Bedford Forrest over here. That's how Corey's going.
Well,
he created something called the Ku Klux Klan.
She's crazy, probably a criminal. Someone who is a criminal is James Comey.
Yes.
He appeared in an Alexandria court, federal
Finally.
Courthouse this morning. Yeah, it took a little
while.
They
were dragging ass on that.
Yeah.
He was indicted. What? I felt like he was indicted like 2 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like
a lot's happened since then. But I just like...
Yeah, well, he was indicted on two counts. Count one was a false statement. He falsely stated to the U.S. Senator during Senate Judiciary Committee hearing that he, James Comey, had not authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in the news reports. If you remember during the testimony, McCabe said that he was authorized by James Comey to leak information regarding the Clinton Foundation. So one of those two people are lying. The FBI thinks it was James Comey, and he's going to have a trial. Unless for some reason the judge throws this out before then, there's going to be a trial, and the American people will get to see what's going on there. Second count was obstruction of Congress. It did not corruptly endeavor to influence, obstruct, or impede. That's what he appeared in the courthouse this morning.
Yeah.
Nobody saw him. He snuck right in, true Democrat fashion.
Yeah.
There's no perp walk or anything like that.
The secret entrance to the Copacabana. I know. But it's he's going to have to plead out, right?
I don't know, man.
They have all the communications. They have all the emails.
Yeah, but it's going to be an Alexandria jury, correct?
Jury? But still, it's just like, it's kind of like when Andrew McCabe tried to like hide and cover his tracks, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he got fired. You can't. Everything is on file there. Everything's recorded.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. These guys have a way of getting away with it.
Know,
so
that's true.
We'll see what happens. But the whole leading up to all this, the media was talking about how, Donald Trump and his FBI, his Department of Justice, they're going to perp walk him because they really want the visuals. They want what happened to Donald Trump to happen to James Comey. We want the mugshot. They're definitely going to do that. But there was no perp walk this morning. Cash Patel, Todd Blanche, they were on Fox News last night discussing this. I guess I can call it a hoax that James Comey was going to be perp walk. They said, no, we don't do that. We just care about the rule of law. And that audio is right. Where's the volume? Oh, here we go.
And other very polarizing news networks to create something that doesn't exist. We conduct arrests, the FBI conducts arrests at every courthouse in this country every single day of the year, including on weekends. And so the fact that there's been a generated leak and story, and really gossip is what it is, about what's going to happen tomorrow, is all that that is. There's no way that either Director Patel or I will talk about what's going to happen tomorrow. It's an ongoing criminal case, like thousands of defendants who are charged every year. Mr. Comey has been directed to appear, and I expect that he will. But the noise from MSNBC and from retired agents or unnamed anonymous sources about perp walks is just that. It's just noise.
And that's Todd Blanche saying it's just noise. There's not going to be really... Well, nobody knows if there's going to be a perp walk, but the media claims that they do. Reuters recently just claimed that an FBI agent was just canned for refusing a Comey perp walk. There were apparently four people close to the situation who said that he was fired because he didn't support this perp walk. Meanwhile, the FBI is saying that there is no such thing ever planned. And MSNBC is still going on saying that this is going to be a perp walk. And Director Kash Patel responded in a tweet. He said, MSNBC still has an ass clown factory of disinformation. Same circus animals that slobbered all over perp walks for Roger Stone, Peter Navarro, and Steve Bannon. MSNBC has no facts and no audience. In this FBI, follow the chain of command and get relieved. So it's true. MSNBC is all fretting about this potential perp walk, but they did the same exact thing, and they celebrated it when Roger Stone, Peter Navarro, and Steve Bannon were treated in such ridiculous fashion. They had cameras outside. It was always, at least in Roger Stone's case. I mean, they were there. They got a tip. They got a heads up that, like, yeah, we're going to be there. And they were there at, what, 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Of course the FBI gave them a heads up about this. It's absolutely just crazy. Also crazy what's going on in Chicago. You see the National Guard has headed there. They're there as of yesterday. And
alien hunting.
Yeah, Governor Pritzker and Brandon Johnson, they could not care less about the citizens of Chicago or the citizens of the state of Illinois. In fact, J.B. Pritzker said that Donald Trump sending National Guard in to protect his citizens, the ones that he's been failing to protect, the same way he's been protecting Washington, D.C., which is now a very safe city. You can go anywhere. He's telling the Canadian Prime Minister, you can walk down the street, get dinner. I don't know about that. He has a way of exaggerating a little bit. I wouldn't necessarily walk around with $100 bills waving in my hand down the Constitution Ave. But anyway, J.B. Pritzker had the nerve to say this about Trump's plan to clean up his city.
Here, Donald Trump is using our service members as political props and as pawns in his illegal effort to militarize our nation's cities. I want to thank Attorney General Kwame Raoul and his staff, along with my general counsel, Ann Spillane, and our excellent governor's office legal team for working tirelessly for weeks now to prepare federal lawsuits in anticipation of this unconstitutional invasion of Illinois by the federal government.
Unconstitutional invasion. Vespa, do you remember him calling the invasion at the southern border when nearly 20 million illegal aliens entered the country under Joe Biden? Did he ever call that an invasion?
No. He welcomed it.
He welcomed it. The city made themselves a sanctuary city. Brandon Johnson is now signing executive orders banning federal agents from city property.
Ice-free zones. Ice-free zone. Which he then used as like some sort of can segue to talk about the Civil War.
Yeah, the guy is
some people want to rehash the Civil
War. I'm like, you have like 2% approval rating. Why the fuck should anybody listen to you?
Yeah.
Well, no one likes you, dude.
Why doesn't Brandon Johnson just put signs up in his city that say crime-free zone?
Yeah.
You think there'll be no crime there?
Well, according to this, you know, legal team that this band of retards that Pritzker just named, you know, all these fucking redundancy people. Yeah, they'd probably be like, oh yeah, of course it'll work because we're Democrats and we're stupid.
It's absurd. Donald Trump went to Twitter this morning, went to X, And he said, Chicago mayor should be in jail for failing to protect ICE officers. Governor Pritzker also.
Wow.
Pretty blunt and to the point. Wow. To which Brandon Johnson, the black mayor of Chicago, responded, this is not the first time Trump has tried to have a black man unjustly arrested. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you are going. You are going. I mean, you're not going to get reelected. So,
yeah, and is Donald Trump throwing Governor Pritzker in jail because he's black?
No, because he's black.
I mean, you're the one who made this about being a black man. It had nothing to do with being black.
Balake.
He named two people. One of them happened to be black, and the black guy says, oh, you're just throwing me in jail because I'm black? First of all, he's not throwing you in jail. Take a joke.
I think he should be thrown in jail for being retarded, but that's just me. That's just me. There's a lot of, I would throw all these people in jail for being retarded.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And then Pritzker is spreading like deranged conspiracy theories about the troops that they're going to go intimidate midterm voters at the polls. You said this too. He said he wants us
to stop giving me ideas. Yeah. me ideas.
I love that, actually. He wants us all in big cities to get used to the idea that it's okay to have military on the streets. You're going to see soldiers outside your polling place, he said. That's going to intimidate a lot of people, and especially it's going to intimidate people who are not Republicans.
Well, okay, well then they're so I don't really give a if you are
they shouldn't
afraid,
be voting anyway.
If you're afraid of some law enforcement or security force outside of a polling station, especially in the areas that have rife with crime, then you're a I don't tell you.
Yeah, there's really not much else to say.
I don't know to tell you. Clean the sand out of your or not. Like, you know, it's just serious. Like, I don't get it. Like, just do it.
Well, it's a similar talking point that the left has been saying that people
patrolling Bolivia, guys.
outside of polling places is somehow intimidating voters. Gavin Newsom just said recently how he thinks that ICE is going to show up around voting and polling places, and that's going to chill participation. Why should ICE, who are patrolling for illegals who should not be
voting, I about to say,
in our elections, affect the vote being correct? Is that not a dead giveaway that Gavin Newsom wants illegals voting in their elections?
Yep.
Here he was in a podcast just a month ago.
In LA, do you think ICE is not going to show up around voting and polling booths to chill participation? You know that.
You know that.
You know
Corey,
that.
You know that.
I know that. And I think that's a very good thing. I think that's a very good thing.
Yeah, well, they're enforcing federal immigration law, so. And they're just enforcing the fucking law.
And it just gives Gavin Newsom away as being a scumbag who prefers illegal voters to participate in elections.
Yeah, I know. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's also corrupt. And the fact that they were already counted in the Census Bureau, I'm still not over that. And we never should be, actually.
No.
Florida, Texas, all these red states, they should have more.
This whole thing with the whole, like, this voter intimidation. First of all, that happened in 2012 in Philadelphia. Black Panther showed up at polling locations.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And intimidated, right? They intimidated Romney supporters. So I don't want to hear it. Also, I mean, not to like, they made this an issue. I would have let sleeping dogs lie because it really wasn't, I mean, it is a big deal, but also wasn't like systemic or en masse. It wasn't like a banana republic, okay? But these Democrats now think because they're enforcing the law, and this is like the Sturmabteilung coming out and busting up people in like the Weimar Republic Germany into Nazi Germany. Like, well, I don't get this at all. Like, do they really think they were just going to show up at polling locations just with like the retractable batons, fire bean bags, and tear gas into the polling location and be like, where are the illegals at? And then just like beat the have everybody? No, like this is not. There is no Gestapo. Now, the funny thing is, if the Democrats do regain power, they will do that to us.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they tried banning Trump from the. States already. They tried imprisoning him before.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are actually
January 6th. Gargle, gargle. I'm retarded.
I'm just envisioning the batons.
Yeah.
What are you here to vote for? Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
Now, I will say. Not you, but that's something that I would do if I was, you know, Lord God Chancellor of America with, you know, absolute power.
America would be better off if
participate
in elections.
100%.
They would never win.
Oh.
And now a brief message from Storm Paglia about our great sponsor, Freedom Chat.
I'd like to take a moment to tell you something I'm really excited about, and it's more important today than ever before. It's called Freedom Chat. a next-generation messaging app designed for people who still believe privacy and free speech matters. The team just launched their alpha version. It's available today on both Android and iPhone, and I'd like you to download it right now. Unlike the so-called free apps that spy on you and sell your data, Freedom Chat was built with your privacy first. Your messages are end-to-end encrypted. They're not stored on servers, and even screenshots are blocked. No tracking, no mining, no listening in, just private communication the way it should be. And here's something I especially like. Freedom Chat has no ties to big tech. It's built by people that I trust, and you should too. I believe in it so much that I've created my own private channel inside Freedom Chat, @Triggered, which you can subscribe to. There, I'll share exclusive posts and content you won't find anywhere else. And the best part, no one can see what channels you follow or which posts you react to. It's your own secure, curated feed. So if you're ready for a messenger that actually reflects your values and keeps your conversations private, head over to freedomchat.com and download it today. That's freedomchat.com, where freedom still means something.
Because 100%. The Democrats don't do anything when they're in Congress, because we're day, what now, 8 of the shutdown?
Well, they like to give health care to illegal aliens, you know. They like to have NPR funded. They like to, you know, raid rural health care funds. What else do they like to do? Oh, they like to spend a ton of money on wars that we cannot win. Although that's more of a bipartisan thing. I will say that. I will give Democrats. But still, we don't have, you know, mentally degraded people that are propped up. We don't walk a waffle line when it comes to Hamas the way that the Biden administration did. We don't. What else do we don't do? We don't keep the border open. We put people in fucking jail who are supposed to be.
We don't allow illegals vote in elections.
No illegals voting in elections. These are all deal breakers, you know, we don't.
Transgender for
everybody.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't. We're not like, oh, that 4-year-old's dick. Let's cut it off and make him make that they whatever the. You know, a girl. We don't allow the destruction of women's sports. We don't allow the destruction of women's spaces. We don't allow creepy people to just, you know, hang in a shower and watch these prepubescent teens in high schools. I shouldn't say that. They're teens. They're not prepubescent. Excuse me. But still.
Either way, it's gross and
it's still illegal. It's gross and illegal. It's kind of like, well, what's his name?
Richard Cox.
Dick Cox.
Dick Cox.
Camping out. At that, what high school is that again?
Washington and Lee. And then there was an aquatic center. There were three or four centers.
Yeah, geez, this guy's like f***ing Genghis Khan in the wrong way.
He had the children's swim schedule on his calendar, and he planned to go see every time when they were changing in the locker rooms that he planned itself there. Yeah. It was premeditated. He's a creep. And it was Democrats' policy.
He literally looks like the guy from Spawn. Remember that that horrible movie Spawn? And then I forgot. You don't watch movies. Yeah,
pop culturally challenged.
Yeah, sorry.
But I'm sure he's a disgusting
Freddy Krueger. There you go. Freddy Krueger. He was like Freddy Krueger without the burns after before the people set him on fire.
So, anyway.
Shit, that actually really aligns. That's what Freddy Krueger was. I mean, he was supposed to be he's a child killer in, like, the original, I think. But I think in the remake, they made him kind of like a kiddie, you know, SVU issue. And then they burned him alive.
Sounds like a Democrat.
Yeah, sounds like
sounds like an absolute Democrat. But Trump has this big opportunity as the Democrats are still fighting for these absolutely ridiculous things that Vespa just said. Trump's got an opportunity. He's going to lay some people off who are furloughed right now, but this time for good. And Russ Vogt keeps threatening it. He already froze funding for a couple climate agenda items in blue states. He froze a tunnel project in New York City. And now Donald Trump is basically giving the Democrats 3 or 4 days before mass layoffs come.
Well, I can tell you, I'll be able to tell you that in 4 or 5 days if this keeps going on. If this keeps going on, it'll be substantial. And a lot of those jobs will never come back. But you're gonna have a lot closer to a balanced budget, actually.
I love it.
Chuck Schumer's hands are tied. He's losing the debate. He's losing the public opinion. Well, and the longer that he keeps doing this, they're gonna struggle. But
I was reading on Puck News, Corey, that they won round one of the messaging war.
Well, that's what Axios is saying too. That Chuck Schumer's Democratic group are saying that Chuck Schumer is urging Democrats to hold firm in the government shutdown fight. He's saying that the party is winning the political messaging battle. And it seems like he's doubling down. I'm not seeing that. In the polling that
no,
I'm seeing
and
is
also,
that the Democrat Party is getting less and less popular while the Republicans are holding steady.
All of the GOP action items are popular. This is the same political operative class that said that Kamala Harris is going to win.
Yeah.
They're all from the same, you know, coastal elitist bubbles. They don't know how to poll. Illegal alien healthcare is never popular. It will never be popular. I think that I love
Schumer's
how
in the bubble right now. Yeah. Washington D.C. The consulting class is telling him that middle America.
I love how the pivot is. Well, from like Caitlin Collins and all these CNN hosts, MSNBC hosts. Well, there's a law that says that, that you know illegal aliens can't get health care. They get health care.
Yeah.
We fucking know this. The states allocate where the Medicaid funding goes to.
In New York State, you can apply online.
You can apply online. It was a big push for it online. Also, like, okay, and then illegal aliens aren't supposed to be able to vote in these elections.
Yeah.
Kind of like the superintendent in Iowa, right? Wasn't he registered to vote in fucking Maryland?
He was.
So
apparently did a couple of times.
So, again, listen, CNN and MSNBC are not going to help you in this messaging war. They're dismissed, mocked, derided, ignored.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Keep it shut down.
The sombrero meme... Yeah, and then the sombrero is going to get 10 times bigger. You see that the White House is going to make the sombrero 10 times bigger every day that the shutdown happens?
I should have brought sombreros for us to wear.
Yeah, I know. I left mine at home. I believe, what, in 10 days? Isn't there a No Kings rally in D.C.?
Yeah, October 18th.
Yeah. Okay, this thing's going to go for a month. Mm-hmm. There's no... I saw a tweet. There's no way these fucking Democrats are going to bend over until after that rally.
I think you might be
and
right
it's,
about
it's
that.
And it's actually... It's, you know, and it's going to be hilarious, the optics, because they're going to stand tough and firm. They're going to beat their fucking chest. They're going to hold the line until October 19th, and then they're going to totally fucking cave.
Yep.
So... Yep. Or maybe the 20th.
And we're here for it.
Yeah.
Shut it down, and by then there'll be mass firings.
Yeah.
Someone who should be fired from her position of running for governor of California. She's actually leading in quite a few polls.
Mashed potato woman?
I think it was boiled potato
woman. Let's call it mashed potato.
We'll get to that shortly. But yeah. Katie Porter, she's not an attractive woman. I say she has resting Democrat face. She's always just looking miserable and like she wants to neuter your child. But she just did an interview with an independent reporter in California who asked her a very simple question. How are you going to win over Trump voters? And here's how that went. Take a listen.
What do you say to the 40% of California voters who you'll need in order to win who voted for Trump?
How would I need them in order to win, man?
Well, unless you think you're going to get 60% of the vote. You think you'll get 60%. Everybody who did not vote for Trump will vote for you. That's what you're
saying. In a general election? Yes. If it is me versus a Republican, I think that I will win the people who did not vote for Trump.
What if it's you versus another Democrat?
I don't intend that to be the case.
So how do you not intend that to be the case? Are you going to ask them not to run?
No, I'm saying I'm going to build the support. I have the support already in terms of name recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to do the very best I can to make sure that we get through this primary in a really strong position. But let me be clear with you. I represented Orange County. I represented a purple area. Mm-hmm. I have stood on my own 2 feet and won Republican votes before. That's not something every candidate in this race can say. If you're from a deep blue area, if you're from LA or you're from Oakland, you don't have an experience.
But you just said you don't need those Trump voters.
Well, you asked me if I needed them to win.
So you don't
I
think
feel like this is unnecessarily argumentative.
The question is the same thing I asked everybody, that this is being called the empowering voters to stop Trump's power grab. Every other candidate has answered this question. This is not
correct. And I said I support it.
So, and the question is, what do you say to the 40% of voters who voted for Trump?
Oh, I'm happy to say that. It's the do you need them to win part that I don't understand. I'm happy to answer the question as you have it written, and I'll answer it.
And we've also asked the other candidates, do you think you need any of those 40% of California voters to win? And you're saying, no, you don't.
No, I'm saying I'm going to try to win every vote I can. And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
Oh my God!
So she calls it.
Yeah, it's a fair question. It's a fair question, and you know, remember, California is one of those weird states where the two top vote getters from the primary go to the general election. So, it's one of those scenarios where I kind of do hope, Corey, every year that like 20 Democrats run for governor or mm-hmm. 20 Democrats run for Senate mm-hmm. and there's two Republicans run.
Yeah.
Because then those 20 Democrats are going to absolutely siphon off the liberal vote, and then the two Republicans could sneak in as the only two contenders for the fall.
So Katie Porter, this whole exchange is very revealing because she's clearly never been challenged before. She lives and represented a very blue district. She's never had any pushback in anything that she's ever done in her life. So when a reporter actually asks her a follow-up question, and granted, I will say, it's kind of annoying the way she kept asking the same question over again.
Well, she wouldn't give her an answer.
Yeah, but, I mean, honestly, yes, but is Katie Porter correct that Katie she Porter. Doesn't need 40% of the state's vote, all who voted for Donald Trump and who would likely never vote for her? Yeah, you're probably right, and I found that the reporter to actually be, this is an unpopular opinion on the right, actually be quite annoying asking the same question over and over and over again. But Katie Porter clearly has no idea how to respond to a challenging question. She has never been challenged before in her life, and it just shows her that she's just kind of lazy. She doesn't feel like expanding. She doesn't feel like being friendly. She decides to end the interview entirely.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, when Nancy Pelosi had her meltdown over the COVID funding, right, during the pandemic, when she went on PBS, and Judy Woodruff was like, well, wait a minute. Why do we need more money when you guys already voted in March of 2020 to set aside, you know, funds? And then she kind of... Nancy Pelosi had a little bit of a bitch fit because she was like, I am on PBS NewsHour. This is supposed to be my people. They're not supposed to be asking me hard questions. And I'm Nancy Pelosi who needs to go to my, you know, 7 refrigerators filled with Blue Bunny ice cream. But, you know,
Jenny's.
Yeah, this was CBS. Julie Watts, I believe, was the reporter's name of CBS LA.
Yeah, it was a California.
Yeah, right. So you think that, like, you know, it's going to be, you know, kind of friendly. And I think she didn't expect to, like, be pressed on a question that really kind of is relevant for primary purposes. And
and someone tweeted, just they said,
also
that,
get the f- out of here, she never reached out to damn Republican voters. Yeah, get the f- out of here, what the f- you talking about, Katie? Someone, and Adolf Hitler was, you know, not anti-Semitic. Okay,
someone tweeted to a reporter or messaged a reporter who tweeted this. They said, I used to work for Katie Porter. If this is how she acts in public, in a public interview, just imagine how she treats her employees. And remember, there's a whole bunch of stories about how Katie Porter is an absolute bitch in private. There was a report that she blamed her staff for infecting her with COVID-19. From the Daily Mail, Katie Porter used racist language, ridiculed people for reporting sexual harassment. That was from an ex-staffer.
The only person who's going to be doing any raping here is me, Katie Porter.
Katie Porter's Senate run was struck down by domestic violence claims against her ex-husband. Remember, she was accused of throwing scalding potatoes, scalding hot water potatoes at her ex-husband.
It's like Misery, except without the, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if she swung a sledgehammer at him. It's, she's a mess. I was actually pretty shocked that basically pretty high-profile members of the legacy media were like, this is an absolute train wreck.
Yeah.
Even the, you know, some commentators in the, you know, the alphabet people were like, whoa, this is bad. When you have the left-wing LGBT media folks being like, whoa, this is f***ed up and she's f***ed up, you know it's a f***ed up.
Yeah,
yeah. So,
speaking of the LGBT mafia, Barry Weiss, she's a lesbian, right?
I have no idea.
I read that she's a lesbian. Yeah, so she just became head of CBS. And you notice the LGBT army is not celebrating her as the first openly gay woman to head CBS. It's not this huge huge parade for her.
Because she's pro-Israel and she's Jewish.
Yeah.
It's because she's Jewish.
She's an independent mind thinker. I wouldn't call her conservative
means. Yeah, she's not conservative at all.
But she's not as left as the left wants her to be.
Yeah, she's a classical liberal who's like, the pro-Hamas people in the party in my party are nuts. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm not afraid to have conversations.
Yeah, yeah. But there's been no celebrations for her.
No.
Only celebrate some people in the...
What a comeback. Yeah. I mean, not that like she was canceled or destitute anyway. Like, the Free Press was a great publication for, you know, relatively fair takes on the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, for her to like be on the New York Times editorial staff, getting pushed out because of the Hamas people that had been hired in the newsroom, starting her own thing from scratch, and now like being the the head lesbian in charge at CBS News. Like, what a, like, that's all, that's America right there.
HLIC, head that's lesbian right. in charge. Yeah. Well, we wish her well.
The CBS HLIC.
The help. California could use the help too. I doubt Katie Porter is that person. She should be nowhere near power in the state of California. And speaking of people who should be nowhere near power in a commonwealth, is Jay Jones, the attorney general candidate in Virginia.
The die-die-die candidate.
Yeah. By now, you've probably seen the text messages that were released. He was he called this woman on the phone, a state legislature. They were arguing about immunity for police officers and you know, keeping them accountable and all that kind of stuff. They hung up the phone, and this state legislator woman texted him. He's like, what you were saying to me was quite concerning. She said, you weren't simply asking questions and you know it. Jay Jones said, I genuinely was. I wasn't attacking you. I was trying to understand your logic. Then he says about the state leader of the House in Virginia, Gilbert, Todd Gilbert. He said this, I mean, do I think Todd and Jennifer are evil and that they're breeding little fascists? Yes. If those guys die before me, I will go to their funerals to piss on their graves. Send them out awash in something. Three people, two bullets, Gilbert, Hitler, and Pol Pot. Gilbert gets two bullets to the head. And now a brief message from Storm Paglia about our great sponsor, Freedom Chat.
I'd like to take a moment to tell you something I'm really excited about, and it's more important today than ever before. It's called Freedom Chat, a next-generation messaging app designed for people who still believe privacy and free speech matters. The team just launched their alpha version. It's available today on both Android and iPhone, and I'd like you to download it right now. Unlike the so-called free apps that spy on you and sell your data, Freedom Chat was built with your privacy first. Your messages are end-to-end encrypted. They're not stored on servers, and even screenshots are blocked. No tracking, no mining, no listening in, just private communication the way it should be. And here's something I especially like. Freedom Chat has no ties to big tech. It's built by people that I trust, and you should too. I believe in it so much that I've created my own private channel inside Freedom Chat, at Triggered, which you can subscribe to. There, I'll share exclusive posts and content you won't find anywhere else. And the best part, no one can see what channels you follow or which posts you react to. It's your own secure, curated feed. So if you're ready for a messenger that actually reflects your values and keeps your conversations private, head over to freedomchat.com and download it today. That's freedomchat.com, where freedom still means something.
This is the guy who wants to be in charge of law enforcement in the Commonwealth of Virginia, yet he is threatening to kill, or wouldn't mind the state speaker to be killed with two bullets to the head.
But he's sorry, so it's okay.
He issued a bullshit statement.
It was bad.
But you know what? He didn't say, I'm sorry to the Gilbert family. He said nothing. He said, I take responsibility for my words. They were unnecessary, blah, blah, blah. He never said, I'm sorry, Todd Gilbert. That was completely inappropriate.
It was more of a, I got caught.
Yep.
You know.
And he never said, I'm leaving the race. And no Democrat, not a single Democrat, other than maybe Joe Scarborough, who likes to call himself, well, he is a Democrat for whatever, but no elected Democrat has called for his resignation and to leave the race. None of them. Well, Mark Warner was just asked about it.
They all walk that same waffled line of, these are deplorable texts.
Tim Kaine said
that, too. But we support him. Also, that's not the Jay Jones I know. I've known him for 20 years. I'm like, and I'm pretty sure everyone said that about Dennis Rader, the BTK killer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure his church group was like, oh my God. I mean, I had no idea that he murdered an entire family.
And then the excuses, these were
among other victims.
These are private conversations. They shouldn't have been. Well, I'm sorry, but aren't you more honest in your private conversations than you are in front of a microphone and a camera? Yeah. If you're a politician trying to win over votes, aren't you more honest behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Disqualifying, this guy needs to leave the race. And he's full of, he's got a full history of breaking the law. This is a guy who was driving 116 miles per hour, 45 miles per hour over the speed limit. He got a slap on the wrist, he got a fine, and he had to do community service. And that community service that he paid was his own pack. Yeah. Meet our moment, our own pack. And now it's coming out that, no, this wasn't legal. He wasn't allowed to do that.
Oh.
The Daily Caller wrote about it today. According to a state provided to the Daily Caller, a statement, Jones was arrested in New Kent County for driving 46 miles per hour over the speed limit in 2022. He avoided jail time through a deferred deposition, which allowed him to pay a fine and complete community service. New Kent Deputy Commonwealth's Attorney Randy Del Rossi told the Daily Caller that Virginia defines community service as unpaid service or labor performed through any non-political charitable nonprofit. That's all I'm going to say. So this Meet Our Moment is defined as a political organization. He wasn't allowed to do that. So he needs to go pay.
No, he should go to jail.
He should go to jail.
Most people who drive 46 over in this state go to jail. The fact that he wasn't hauled off in handcuffs when he was pulled over is also very shocking, because usually that's the case.
Yeah.
Jason Wirth went to jail of the Nationals when he was here.
Yep.
He went to fucking jail, and he wasn't even going. It was similar. He was doing.
I think
like,
he had 126. I actually remember that number.
Near Dulles Airport,
it was
right?
The Beltway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he went to jail.
He went to jail on the weekends, though. On the weekends, you know, because that's the system we have here. But still, he went to fucking jail, and he was like a cornerstone of the Nats for 10 years, you know, before his retirement. And this guy is a no-name state lawmaker, but at the time, but you know, he gets deferred disposition with $1,500 fine and community service. You gotta be shitting me.
You know what? If Jay Jones came out tomorrow and said, you know, I no longer support the mutilation of children, and I don't think that gender affirming care is healthy, the Democrat Party would abandon him
in
droves. Like, oh my God, drop out of the race. Yeah. This is ridiculous. But when Jay Jones comes out, turns out he was threatening to kill the lead. The Speaker of the House in Virginia, threatening to put two bullets in his head, they all rally behind him and say, we support him.
Well, they all...
That should give you an idea of where the Democrat Party is and
power.
What they think about every single one of you listening to this right now.
All about power. I mean, let's not forget that they also believed they circled the wagons around Justin Fairfax, the Lieutenant Governor, who was facing two credible accusations of rape.
Yep. And back then, when it was found that Northam was wearing blackface, Mark Warner, Tim Kaine, I believe Terry McAuliffe, they all said he needs to resign.
Yeah. That
crossed the line.
What a time to be alive.
Right now, nothing matters. So this guy needs to go down in flames right now. But who knows? Right now,
well,
it looks like early voting is doing well for him.
Early voting, But, you know, fundraisers are being canceled. He's apparently... Bricks being like, you know, on the phones, like Democrats, you guys stay out there and putting out statements of support.
He's got a debate scheduled next Thursday with Jason Miaris. Yeah. We'll see if that happens.
Should he even go? I think Jason's going to win this election handily, to be honest with you. I think there's going to be a lot. I think there's going to be a lot of split ticket.
I sure hope so, because
hard to gauge, by the way.
Lord
so.
Knows Northern Virginia is f-ed with all their tranny policies, and I think everybody sees that. Jason Miaris is the only one fighting back from it.
Yeah.
There's a debate tomorrow night with Winsome Sears and Abigail Spanberger, and she's got a lot to answer for.
Yeah.
And the people better ask her about it. And then we got that other election in New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have like word salad from Spanberger on the simple things about should men be allowed in women's bathrooms.
Yeah.
But
the law,
executive
bullshit.
Order. But what a time to be alive. Before we go to New Jersey.
we're not going up the turnpike just yet.
Justin Fairfax. You got the governor blackface, and then I guess he felt the walls closing in around him. Mark Herring, the former AG at the time, was like, "Yeah, I blacked up too." Remember that? The entire state leadership was just like, it was a mess. But yes, let's go up the turnpike.
We have a screwed
let's
up
go
state.
Up 95
Another
because
state that's been screwed up for a long
Mikey
time.
Mikey Sherrill.
We're both from New Jersey, grew up there. We love this state, but boy, does it have problems.
Yeah.
Jack Cittarelli is in a dogfight with Mikey Sherrill right now. Her real name's Rebecca. I don't know why the hell she goes by Mikey.
Yeah.
She's a Navy helicopter pilot.
That's
the only thing
she
cheated
at Annapolis.
By. Yep. And she
might
cheated.
Have. Might have cheated.
She cheated at Annapolis. Yes,
could not walk with her graduating class.
No, she could not.
Tisk, tisk.
She says she doesn't like pork roll. Disqualifying, and she should have been impeached while at Congresswoman.
Yeah, I think somebody's not from New Jersey. Oh, wait a minute. She isn't from New Jersey. I forgot about that. But it's just like, what the f***? This woman, first of all, her net worth, she's what? This is what? Her second term She's currently in her second term?
I believe so. I believe. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Must be nice, you know, to serve two terms in Congress and, you know, have your net worth increased by $7 million and then be asked about it and be like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how that happened. I have no idea. Yeah. Horrible. She did not condemn the, what's her name? Atta Shakur.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, that bitch whore is dead. Thank God. Thank God she's dead. She killed, she executed a state trooper in the 70s, escaped from jail in 79, then fled to fucking Cuba. I think she lived there. I think she got political asylum in 84 and she lived there ever since. Piece of shit, domestic terrorist. Even Phil Murphy was like, this woman's a fucking whore.
Like, nah, a little too yeah. far for us.
Everybody,
but
even
half the Democrat yeah. Party was celebrating.
Yeah. Her. And then where the fuck was she? So.
She should be nowhere near power.
Nowhere near power.
Jay Jones shouldn't. Neither should Katie Porter. Yeah. But Matt Vespa, you should be.
Yeah, right.
You should be because we're sending ICE to the
law and
the
order.
Polling places, and we'll get this country straight.
But yeah, but you know, everyone knows that she's a candidate. She's getting, Jack is getting big endorsements from people that I never thought
Democrats
would be. Bergen County County Commissioner. I know this. We're getting really into local shit here. But a Bergen County County Commissioner, I believe it was a County Commissioner, right? Offering his endorsement to the Republican is like unheard of.
Yeah.
This is like Haley's Comet. This is never going to happen again for another like 500,000 years.
Bergen's right across from New York City. Yeah. A lot of the rich movers and shakers live
Bergen,
there. It's the
Union,
power brokers.
Yeah, it's all the, it's like basically what Norcross is in South Jersey, right? Mm-hmm, it's like basically mm-hmm. where all the Dems are. They're backing him. She's struggling with black voters. The non-white working class can't stand her. She doesn't go to their events.
Yeah.
No, it's all these, like, it's basically all the people at these anti-ICE rallies, all these old, crusty fucking hippies.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. all the things are breaking Jack's way. It's still tied. I don't trust the college polls, man.
But it's
don't,
a state that went 5 points for Kamala. But the voter registration keeps going more and more Republican.
Yeah.
New Jersey hasn't elected the same party governor 3 terms in a row in, I think it's like 80 or 90 years or something like that. Jesus. Phil Murphy's just finishing his second term.
We have to go to like Boardwalk Empire days.
It is time for change in New Jersey, and it's time to keep Abigail Spanberger away from the power in Virginia.
Yeah.
But we'll be keeping a close eye on that.
I think it's
going to
be a fun race.
It is. I'm
love how basically the only way that she can win is if like she runs the table in like Morris or Somerset counties.
Yep, not going to happen.
I don't think there's enough Democrat. I mean, I know things have changed since Trump and everything, but Morris County was never like a big Democrat area.
Well, their property taxes and the energy prices are just out of control in New Jersey.
It's ridiculous.
And they need to reverse course.
Great schools, though.
Great schools. Yeah. Well, you pay a shit ton of money for them.
I mean,
We'll have lots to talk about next week. We'll have updates on all of these races after the debates take place. And we appreciate you joining us today. If you have any comments, please email us at triggered@townhall.com. And if you enjoyed Triggered and want it uncensored, please become a Town Hall VIP member today. We are running a promo. Go online, townhall.com. You'll see a banner up at the top. 74% off your memberships. It's the only time we're doing this. It's happening during the Schumer shutdown, all the way through the Schumer shutdown. Type in POTUS47 as a promo code and you'll get all of VIP benefits. We would love to have you. Don't forget, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to helping us beat the big tech algorithm. And if you'd like to reach out, triggered@townhall.com. Vespa, we'll see you next week.
Yep, see you then.